Well, coming up this Friday, the folks at Cam High School are going to be raising some money for a cause, and we're going to talk about that here this morning. Chris Speaker with us here online this morning. Chris, how are you?
Good. How are you today, Jim?
Very good. Thank you. You are president of the group that's sponsoring, right?
Yeah, president of the Cam Sports Club. I've been president now for either my fourth or fifth year.
All right. Very good. We'll talk about what's going on Friday. You're raising money.
Yeah, we have this is our 12th annual Pause for Cause Pink Out Silent Auction game that we all the proceeds go to cancer research. And so we'll have a bunch of items that will be out in the commons area during the girls and boys basketball game that people can go out and look at, write down a bid on, and we'll close bidding at the end of the third quarter of the boys' game.
All right. Well, we've seen different schools at different times over the years do things like pink out games and stuff like that. You guys picked up on this, you said, about a dozen years ago. It's been pretty successful for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, I was actually doing some research the other day on this about how this all got started, and it got started back 12 or 13. This is actually be the 13th year if we'd have been able to do it during COVID, but we weren't. So this is our 12th. Connie Paulson was out in Nebraska and went to a ball game out there where they were doing a pink out awareness game, and she brought it back. Presented to the idea to the Cam Sports Club at the time, which was Sherry Hunt was involved. I don't remember who else was involved back at that time, but and then Emily Whitrock got involved. And she was, I think, still in high school, probably at the time, or shortly out of high school. But she had a younger brother. One of the twins had battled cancer as a young kid. And Connie's mother had breast cancer, and then Connie got it a year later, and so it just kind of became a breast cancer awareness that transcended into just cancer awareness. You know, I don't know of too many people or anybody that hasn't been affected by cancer, either directly or indirectly, one way or the other. My dad passed away from pancreatic cancer back in 2007, and so it's just something that people are pretty aware of around here, and we want to keep it growing and going.
Yeah, the CAM communities have been affected just like a number of others have when it comes to those types of things. So the stories are there, and it always kind of brings it back up when we see these different types of fundraising events. And I suppose in some respects that makes it a little bit easier to do these things because you don't really have to explain the cause.
No, that's right. I mean, there's, you know, we've had teachers, you know, Kathy Downer, Coach Downer's wife, she fought it, passed away from it. Gene Williams was a cook at the school, Lefty's Pump and Plumbing, Doug Williams' wife, and Shane and Drew's mom, and Kyle's mom, and, you know, just, she worked at school for years, and then, you know, Becky Stevenson is also worked at school. She's battling cancer. She's winning the battle, and we hope she keeps winning the battle. And you know, it's just things like that are why people donate to this stuff, hoping that we find a cure, or they find a cure for it, where eventually we don't have to worry about it.
That's the goal. You betcha. Well, I know you've had a lot of success with folks making donations. The whole point of having this auction type opportunity is that folks donate a lot of those things, so you have things to auction off. And boy, they've really been generous with what they've donated.
Yeah, we the Wellness Center here in Anita, they donated a family pass for it, a $375 value. The Cam High School donated a family pass for sports events. Julie Williamson, she always makes a quilt for the deal to kind of commemorate each year. So we really appreciate it. We got businesses from Bridgewater to Atlantic to Cumberland to Anita to Adair, Zip Pizza Area, and Adair has been a big sponsor of this for several years with gift cards. And we have several businesses that make monetary donations. We have Iowa State basketball tickets. A couple of those have been donated. We have a handmade bag board that's kind of a state playoff. We've got state playoff pictures on it, kind of a unique thing. We're going to also have five autographed footballs by the championship football team this year with championship picture banners with them to be offered up for auction. We're hoping, somebody will want that want a football or something to either pass down to their son or grandson, or maybe a business wants to put it in their office or something for a display deal. But we got a lot of great items. You can go to our Facebook page at KM Sports Club, and there's a complete list there on our Facebook page of everything that's being listed, and it's a lot of stuff.
It usually is, yeah. So you want to get there early and have a chance to look through a lot of the things. No matter who you are, you're probably going to find something you like.
Oh yeah, there's hunting stuff, there's sports stuff, there's decorative stuff. You name it, there's going to be something there for you to bid on or try to take home or whatever. And it's all going to go to a great cause. And we really appreciate you getting behind this and getting it out there on the radio and trying to get some more awareness about it.
You bet. Well, and the nice thing too, Chris, I've noticed over the years, because I've been over at different times and broadcast over there from that night during the ball games, but no matter who you seem to play that particular night, this time it's Exira EHK, a lot of those fans come in and they look around and they spend some money there too. It's not just folks in the KM School District who can participate.
Yeah, and this year our medal class has actually made a couple medal yard signs that are, one is a Spartan and the other one is a Cougar. So we got something for the Elkhorn, Kimbleton, Exira Spartan people to come down and take a look at and hopefully take home, and as they're out there looking at that, they can look around at some of the other stuff and get in on that too.
Very good. Well, and even if you're, not going to stick around for the ball game, you can always pop in, take a look around, and help out by making some bids on some of those items and maybe helping out the cause that way too. So for folks who have not done this before, Chris, if they stop over and they look around and see some things, how does the auction work again?
We'll have everything displayed out in the commons area, and we'll have bid sheets laying beside the items that are in that particular area or whatever, and you put a bid down in I think it's $5 increments, and the bidding will start at approximately 5 o'clock, and it goes to the end of the third quarter of the boys game. At that time we close the bidding, and whoever has the highest bid or the last bid at that time is who is the winner of the item.
All right, so sneak out, get some extra popcorn now and again, or an extra Coke or something out at the concession stand, and then wander through during the game, too. No problem doing that.
Yeah, thanks again for really putting us out there for us and helping us make this be bigger and better. That's what we're trying to do.
Absolutely, you bet. That's not a problem. Chris Speaker with us here this morning. And again, that Pause for a Cause event coming up this Friday night. They've got the doubleheader with Exira EHK there at the CAM High School in Oneida. And the girls at 6, boys 7:30. And again, as Chris said, they'll shut it down after the third quarter of the boys game. So get there early, get those bids in, and keep an eye on the things you really want so you can make sure you snag those. Chris, again, thanks for the time here today, and thanks for all that you folks are doing.
Thank you.